Today's daf is daf Lamechet in Sanhedrin, fourth parak, parakecha dinei mamonot. We're holding on the third line of Lamechet Amad Aleph, last word on the line. Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Rebbe Chiya, havayat v'besuadata kamei Rebbe, v'lo v'karpni v'lo mide. So we had the two children who became famous later on in life, the two children of Rebbe Chiya, Yehuda and Chizkiya, and there they were in a suda in front of Rebbe, great opportunity to get involved in the big world, and they didn't say a thing. They were sitting there quiet, unresponsive. Rebbe didn't like unresponsive people on his table. Amarlu, so he told his servants, Agbru Chamra Dardike, let's up the alcohol to the kids. So that we can get them to open up their mouths over here. Kiva the Ipsum, after he got them high enough, Hotchu Amru, they start saying, Ein ben David ba ach yechalu shnei batei avot mi Israel, that Mashiach cannot come until he gets rid of two big families in Yisrael. Who are the two big families? The Rosh Veilohin, Rosh Gola shebe Bavel, v'nasi shebe Eretz Yisrael, which of course is the family of Rebbe. Not a very good thing to say at Rebbe's table. Shenemar, because after all it says beferish in the pasuk. That v'haya l'migdash l'even negev l'tzur mechshol l'shnei vatei Yisrael l'pach l'mokesh l'yoshev Yerushalayim. Sure, the shnei vatei Yisrael. Those are the two vatei Yisrael. So that Mashiach is going, referring to the one who is going to save Israel, which of course is Mashiach, he is going to be the one who makes the migdash. He's going to be an even negev. He's going to hit the feet, in other words, cut out the ground from beneath. And a sela, a tsur, a rock that can be fallen over on the two batei Yisrael, which must mean the two leading batim, which is the Rosh of the Galut and the Rosh of Eretz Yisrael, who is the Nasi. Omar Lahem, so Rebbe said, now kids, I got you a little bit high, but come on, I mean, Banai. What are you doing? Throwing now thorns in my face just because I made you a little bit high. Omar le Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya was a little embarrassed that this was what his children were saying. Omar, so he tells to Rebbe, Ayira be'inecha. As you know, Yain itan b'shivim otiyot. Yain was given b'gematria as 70. And sod. Secrets are nitan b'shivim otiyot. Same 70 gematria. Nichnas yayin yatsa sod. What can you do? You get them high with the wine and out comes the secrets. It's not their fault. They certainly didn't mean to say it against you. Omrev chisto omer marukva. V'amrele omrev chisto dorash mori beymar. Barmar, my dechtiv. What is the meaning of a pasuk that says, Vayishkod Hashem al hara'a vayavi'eha elenu, ki tzadik Hashem alakenu? This is strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was very, very pursuant of the evil to bring on our heads because he's such a tzadik. What does that mean? Mishum tzadik Hashem vayishkod Hashem al hara'a vayavi'eha elenu. I mean, wouldn't it be nicer to go slow? Says the Gemara, it is indeed tzedakah. Tzedakah asa Kadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael, that he was shoked al ra'ah to be magdim galut tzidkiyahu while va'od galut yechonyahu kayemet. So in order to make sure that all of the leaders that had gone out earlier with the galut yechonyahu 11 years earlier, so they were setting up shop in Babel, building schools and yeshivot, and ways in which those who would come later, who were not the leaders, would be able to learn from them and begin a culture that would allow them to survive the Galut and beyond. Tichtive begalut yechonya. As we know, by galut yechonya, it says that they took to Babel at kol anshei achayil shivat alafim, and hecharash v'hamazger elef. So what are these harash and mazger? I mean, the simple meaning is the carpenters and the metal workers, which is a little strange that they would need Jewish carpenters and metal workers to take to Babel. But rather, we have a Kabbalah that this refers to the Gedolei Torah, to the greatest of the Talmidei Chachamim. And they're called harash and mazger, harash kivan shepotchim, when they open up a sugya and they explain with their mouths. What it means, Hakol Naasu Kecharashin. Everybody has to shut up and has nothing to say. That's why they're called a Charash. Others learn Charash not in terms of being dumb, but of being deaf. In other words, they see themselves as never having heard real Torah before, and everything they heard until now was garbage. Now they see this is really the truth. And why are they called Mazger? That when they now close Alacha, and Rashi learns this means close in the sense of Safek. So they say this, we have to be Machmer, Mitzara Safek, we can't, nobody else is going to be Poteach to define Alacha. The Kama, how many were these Charashu Masker? Charashu Masker, Elef. Ula says, you know what the tzedakah was of Vayishkod Hashem al Ra'ah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdim Shtei Shanim Levnoshantam. Since it says in the Posek that the curses basically that would have been brought upon us was Kitolid Banim Uvnei Banim Vnoshantam Ba'aretz, and then the result of that will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do all of these horrible things to you. So had we lived in Eretz Yisrael before the Galut, 852 years, which is the Gematria, of Enoshantem, then things would have been terrible. But because we lived in Eretz Yisrael only for 850 years, if you put together the 480 years of the from the time of Yitziat Mitzrayim to the Binyan HaBayit, and then the 410 years, and you take off the 40 years of the Midbar, so you're left with 850. 850, thank God we got out 2 years before the end. So that the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, you're going to be Avot Avedun Maher, you're going to be very rapidly wiped out from off the land. Maher, boy, Amr Vacha Bar Yaakov Shmamina, when God says Maher, Mehira Demore Alma, he means 852 years. That would have been really fast. And over the thank heavens, he did a little bit faster so that we didn't go all the way to pieces. Well, continues the Mishnah to say, why was Adam Nivra Yechidi? And this is part of the, what we say to the Edim. Let's just be open up now that sugya a little bit further with the various Breitot and Drashot. Tana Rabbana. Adam mi Yechidi Nivra. Mibnema. Why was Adam created as a single individual? Because shelo yu aminim omrim arbei rishiyot bashamayim. If there would have been more than one, then the minim would have managed to figure out a god for each one. Because, look, there's always going to be tzaddikim in the world, always going to be rishayim in the world. And this way, if there were two humans, so then, shaloyu ha-tzaddikim omrim, anu b'nei tzaddik. We are the children of the good human. They always, one is good and one is bad, always. It's a very dualistic thinking. So we are the ones who come from the tzaddik. And therefore, it's not really our work, and we don't have to be so engaged in the process of being tzaddikim. It's sort of in our genes. And the b'nei ha-rishayim, the rishayim, of course, will say, anu b'nei rasha, you know, what's the point? There's no, what to do teshuva. We were created to be rishayim. Davacher, b'pnei ha-mishpachot, as the Mishnah says, if we had an original two primal humans, that's all we need. Shoy mishpachot mitkarot zemizu. I mean, each one is going to say, my daddy's better than your daddy. Umak shav shenivra yachid mitkarot. I mean, look at the way the world is today, that everybody's always better than the next group. So nivru shnayim alachat kama v'kama. There would have been two primal humans, there would have been two species fighting already. Davar acher, mipnei ha-gazlanim u'mipnei ha-chamsanim. We need to have some structure. I mean, over here, if we had two primal humans, then we'd be fighting about primal rights. Can you imagine? So anybody who would ever want to be a gazlan is simply going to recover the original territory that, of course, belonged to us, midore dorot. You know, so you create your ad hoc histories now that all humans come from one stock, so at least you have to respect, to some level, you have to respect the idea of property. Because it comes back on you. If nowadays where there's only one ancestor, there's still lots of Gezela and Chamas. If there would have been Shnayim, Alakat Kama Vekama, there would have been no Rachamim, there would have been plenty of rationalizations. And Lagid Gedulato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tanu Rabbanan, Lagid Gedulato Shel Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shadam Tovea Kama Matbeot Bechotam Echad. Where a human creates now a mold and uses it industrially, so he makes now many, many coins out of the same press. Kulam domim zelazat, they're all indistinguishable, one from another. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu tovea kol adam bechotamo shel adam harishon. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the press, so to speak, and the original information of the primal human, and everybody is different. Ve'en echad b'yam domeh l'chaveiro. Now, we know that this is meant to be. But this you could say, I mean, who says that there's an idea of primal information? Maybe every human is formed without, how do you know that there's such a thing as DNA? Because it says, titapech kechomer chotam, vayityatzvu kemo levush. We find that death is defined over here by Iyov as the chotam, which is that, so that's the sense of the existing information. So you see that we have a right to compare it to a chotam. Turns back into pure protoplasm as it decays. It's no longer visible, any chotam. They're just the chemicals. And then in the end, by tchiyat ha-metim, it comes back together like a, turns out to be a levush to something more primal. So therefore, our mashal is a very good mashal, because clearly there is an initial chotam. When we make a chotam, it always seems to do the same thing. So here you have the amazing idea. It's both a chotam, and yet creates completely unique creations. Why is it so important that people should look different? Well, I mean, you know, if people look the same, they'd always claim to be the other guy. You know? So, only to sheep. Is he somebody's beautiful home or somebody's beautiful wife? And you say, well, that's me. Hello. Now, of course, the problem is, if everybody looks the same, the beautiful wife looks the same as your beautiful wife. So what's the difference?
It makes a difference.
So you see, obviously, that there are still plenty of things that distinguish people to be noyeh, right? We have a beautiful people that may look exactly the same. One is very not beautiful, one's very beautiful. Shinema vayimna mirsha'im oram, to provide oram. Oram is the sense of the or panim. And vizroa ramati shaver. By doing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the zroa of rishaim. Tanya haya Rabbi Meir omer b'shlosha dvarim adam mishtane mechaveru. You know, there's really, we may have a great sense of humor here. There's three things that distinguish people from one another, right? So they sound different, they look different, and they think differently. Now, it's a good thing that they sound different and they look different, because otherwise they'd end up all sleeping with the same people. So that's Mishum Ervav. If somebody crawls into bed at night, how does anybody know that their partner is the partner they're supposed to be sleeping with? That's cold. In the daytime, it's Mare. But what about that? Why do they have to think differently? I'll tell you why. Because if everybody thought the same, you'd never be able to hide your property anywhere, because the Gan have already thought of that. So then it'd be hopeless. So if they had the same dot, then the Gazlanim and the Chabzanim would already know where you hide. I thought of that already. Sorry. So there's got to be. It's right. Yeah. It's the hackers. That's right.
You get 1,000
heavens. Tanu Rabbanan. Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbat. Adam was created also at the very last stage of creation. Why is that? Well, because if he was there before, you know, the Minim would say, it's a good thing Adam was there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never could have managed. So, Shutaf Hayalo LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh B'Reshit. The other thing is, Davar Acher, you know, humans can get very haughty. So, Sheim Tazuach Da'ato Alav, you can always tell them, you know, you know, last thought of evolution over here. Yetush kod mechaba ma'aseh bereshit. The mosquitoes came before you. So, you know, have a little respect. Davar acher kedei sheikanes l'mitzvah miyad. This way, if he's right there before Shabbat, so he can be nichnas to a chiyuv of Shabbat right away and be zoicha. Davar acher kedei sheikanes l'su'udah miyad. The other thing is, we want Adam to have a world that is fully formed for him. Imagine if you invite guests to a su'uda, and then you have them do the building of the room, the setting of the tables. I mean, that's some guests. If you invite guests, obviously, everything is set up in advance. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a mashal, a melech basav adam shebana platrit. First he builds the palace. And shichlalan, vitkin suda, and then he invites the guests. V'chakach ichnis orchim. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a beautiful world, which is going to put Adam in the middle of a messy world. You know, he walks into the world and it all looks like, gee, it's all clean and sweet and nice, you know, love going out in nature. Takes some years to figure out it's all vicious, you know. Shenemar chokhmat banta beita chatzva amudea shiva tafcha tifcha mascha yina af orcha shulchana and then shalcha na'arotea tikra agape merome keret. So let's analyze that passage. Chokhmat banta beita. So first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, b'chokhma yasad aretz. So that we need, first of all, for the gilui of chokhma in Ma'aseh Bereshit. So it builds the universe. And that is Zumidato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebarat Kol Olam Kulo B'Chokhmah. Chatzva Amudea Shiv'a. And now cut out this the solid now pillars of the world. Seven. These are the Shivat Yimei Bereshit. Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yeina Farcha Shulchana. So what is the Tevach? What is the Yain of Ma'aseh Bereshit? The Yamim, the Naharot, the Kol Tzorchei Olam. During this course of the 7 days, all of the needs are set up. Then, Shachana Aroteha. After that, we send out the messengers to call, meaning Adam Chama. Agapei Meromei Keret, all the way on the very top, meaning the top now, the apex of all of creation, now in Gan Eden, sit Adam Chama at the table of honor. So Rabba Barbachana Rami, he points out it's a contradiction. Here it says, Agapei Meromei Keret. And yet, strangely enough, that's changed very rapidly, just like a few psukim later. V'yashva al kisei merome keret. Now, is it gape? I mean, gape implies, you know, very high. It's the, like the wings, you know, so you're lifted up all the way up. And then it says you're sitting. So which one was it? V'ksiva al kisei. V'tchila al gape. So before Adam was chote, indeed, it was very high. L'besof, after Adam was chote and was nitrad, it's only al kisei. Mi peti yasur hina chasar lev, amralo. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi pit olize. How did this happen? This is the very next pasuk after Agape Merome Keret. So who was the one that seduced this grand creature? Well, it's got to be a woman. Because after all, dechtiv noef isha chasar lev. So this is the mi peti yasur hina chasar lev. That is someone who was noef, a woman, who was chasar lev. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer. Adam HaRishon Mikol HaOlam Kolo Utzbar Efro. Adam HaRishon represents the totality of all that's available on this earth. Shenemar Golmi Ra'u Einecha. So that you saw my raw state, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam says. Which means all of the, whatever it is that God saw, as it says, Ki Einecha Hashem Einav Mishotot. So that means that everything was part of the creation of man. Omer Rav Hoshaya Mishmei Derav. Adam HaRishon, if you look around this world, you know, you can really figure out where people come from. Because after all, I mean, where would you have gufo? And the body, bubble is all about bodies, you know. It's very, very earthy kind of place. Down in the Amek, that's the great place to build a torso. Now, if you got a brain, it's got to come from Eretz Yisrael, because, I mean, that's clearly the highest. So Rosho is me Eretz Yisrael. The organs, you can figure out different places, you know, where different organs can. We don't want to get too detailed. But Evarav Mishar Aratzot, unless we talk about his rear end, I know where that comes from. Agvotav Amr Baga, that's got to come from Akra to Agma. I mean, that is absolutely the lowest of the low. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina. 12 sha'ot ave hayom. So you got 12 hours in the day. And let's analyze Adam HaRishon's history, you know, on that one day that he had in Gan Eden, his big moments. So Sha'a Rishona Utzbar Afra. We got to collect the earth from all over the planet. You know, it takes an hour. Shniya Naaseh Golem. All right, then we got to make him into at least like the Maral. We've got to have some basic shape, you know. Shlishit Nimtechu Evarav. Do a little bit of extra work. Make his Evarim clear. Revi'it Nizrekabo Nishama. In the 4th hour, we get him alive. Chamishit Amad Araglav. Takes an hour to really get yourself in place, you know. So you stand up in the fifth hour. The shishit, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him all the animals in his korei shemot. In the shvi'it, after his korei shemot, so it says Hashem made him chavas, and his davga lo chava. Shminit alula mita, they're already getting together here in the eighth hour. Shnayim yardu, so two people. Alula mita shnayim rather, v'yardu arba. Two people get on the bed, four people come off the bed, because in Gan Eden, of course, there's no process as we're used to. So they sleep together, and they have two children. Who the two children are is Machlokas, is a Cain Hevel. Is it Cain or the Tu'uma of Cain? And then the Hevel is a separate act. To she'it nitztavu shelo lechol min ha'ilan. The ninth hour they're told not to eat from the Eitz Hadaat. By the tenth hour they've already finished, you know, they've eaten the Eitz Hadaat. Sarach. The 11th hour we bring them into court to find out what to do about this. To achadisrei nidon. And by the 12th hour of the glorious first day, he's thrown out of Gan Eden. Nitrad v'alachlo. Shenemar Adam biyekar bal yalin. Adam doesn't live very long in his state of glory. Omar Rami Bar Chama, Ein Chayar Ra'ah Sholetet Ba'Adam Elam Kenidmelo Kebeima. The glory of man is such that no animal would be able to touch him. The only way that an animal can touch a human is if that human appears to be like an animal, because he's acted like an animal. Shinema Nimshal, if he is ruled over by the animal, Kebeimot Nidmut, because he has become like a Behima. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam, he first barakat achatshu malachei hasharet to discuss it with them. Of course, we had a shaila before, whether you could rav a talmido, does it count as two votes or not? I mean, this is a little bit, sounds like a little prejudice. We'll find that actually the malachim here represent the hitnagdut to Briat Adam. So, he creates now malachim to be mitnagdim. Amar lahem ritzonchem naase Adam etzamenu. I think it's a good idea. Amru levanav ribona shel olam, what's he like, this Adam? Ma ma'asav? Amar lahem kach v'kach ma'asav. He let them know. Amar lefanav ribona shel olam, what do we need that for? Ma enosh ki tizkerenu ven Adam ki tifkedenu. Hoshit etzba'o kitana b'neyem etzo. God took his pinky, puts it between the malachim v'sorfam and burns them up. Does the same thing with a second cut, creates a new cut. They say the same thing, burns the second cut up. Creates a third cut, shlishit. So he asks them the same question. Well, they already have a little history here. You know, Ribono Shel Olam, this is not the first time you're trying this little stunt. So the Rishonim Shamru Lefanecha. I mean, it doesn't seem to do any good to express an alternative opinion over here. Maho Ilu. What good did they do? We have a better idea. You know what? It's your world. Do whatever the heck you want. Keep us out of it. So when they came now to the time at which it was clear that Adam isn't worth very much, they said, Ribono Shel Olam, wasn't it a smart idea? Maybe you should have listened to those first Kitei Melachim. Amar lahem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you guys are too fast on the draw. Va'ad zikna anihu, va'ad seva aniyazbol. I'm ready to tolerate this until Adam grows up. Ani asiti, vani asa, vani esbol v'amalit. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Adam HaRishon nisof olam v'atzofo haya. Not only was he made out of the entirety of the earth's potential, but he actually included within himself, subsumed the entire earth's potential. Shenemar, l'min hayom asher bara Elohim Adam al ha'aretz, u'lemi kitzei ha'shamayim v'at kitzei ha'shamayim. So that means that he extended from one end of the planet to the other. Kivan shesorach, hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yado alav u'miyato. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lessened his stature. Now he became nothing but a small individual. And we see this in Maaseh Bereishit Shenemar, Achor v'kedem tzartani, in which Adam speaks about the fact that he was created before and after. Vatashet alaika pecha, and you placed your palm over me. Now, to make me small. Of course, the simple meaning of achor v'kenem is the fact that he was both male and female, front and back. But in the drasha, Rashi doesn't, but many learn the achor v'kenem is a reference to two acts of creation. One that we see, which is after the vatashet alaika pecha, and the other was the initial vision of Adam. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Adam Arishon min haaretz v'ad l'rakia haya. Adam extended, it seems to be saying, not from one end of the earth to the other, but rather from the earth all the way until the sky. Shinama l'min ha'yom ha'shabara Elohim Adam al haaretz ulemikzeh ha'shamayim. So that's Allah haaretz, the mikzeh ha'shamayim. Kivan shesarach iniach ha'kadosh baruch hu yadav alav umiyato. And when he turned bad, God now limited him. Shinemar ochor v'kenem tzartani v'toshet alay kapecha. So is this not now a contradiction in the pasuk? One says from one end of the world to the other one says from the earth until the heaven. No, it's not really a problem. This is all one measurement. So that the entirety of the earth indeed is all that it takes to get from the earth to the Shemayim. We find that Adam HaRishon spoke in Aramaic, because instead of saying, Li ma nechbad re'echa el, he said, Li ma yakru re'echa el, part of our Purim discussion this year, the difference between Kavod and Yakar. So he was obviously a post-Purim Adam. V'hainu the Amar Resh Lakish, Mai dechtiv zeh sefer toldot Adam. What is the sefer of the Toldot Adam? It seems to be a book which begins with Bidmut Elohim Asa'oto. Malamedes teaches us that there was indeed a book. A book means that it's a reference where you could see, read beginning to end. Who read that book? Malamed she'er'ahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ta'adam HaRishon Dor, Dor v'Dor Shav Dor, Dor v'Chachamav. So that, in the same way that Adam HaRishon stretches from one end of the earth to the other, and from the earth to the ultimate achievement of the Shamayim, he stretches across history as well, so that he was able to read all of history. And indeed, when he came to the door of Rabbi Akiva, Kiman Shigia the Dorosh Rabbi Akiva, Samach betorato v'nitatsev b'mitato. He was happy with his achievements and saddened by his death. And it was then that he said, V'li ma yakru re'echa el. And that yakru is yakar. Be'ini Hashem ha'mavtal ha'chassidav is also yakar. The Omar, Rabbi Yudah Marav, Adam HaRishon must have been a mean. Because if it says, V'yikra Hashem Elokim el Adam v'yom elo ayeka. You can only say ayeka to a mean. Ayeka means an natali becha. To where has your heart turned? So it means that he had to be noteh away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to eat from that eitz hadat. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Moshech Ba'orlato Haya. He wanted to undo the brit milah with which he had been born, to become more similar to the animal. So apparently the brit, the reference there, brit yefar, is clearly a reference to brit milah. That's what it's referring to. Thereby, and where it says, Hema ke adam avru brit, like the human, must be like the original human. Nachman Omer, it's worse than that, he was a kofer beikaraya. Ktivacha avru brit, uktiva hatam, asher al amru al asher azved brit Hashem. Tzan hatam Rabbi Eliezer Omer, avishkod lilmot Torah, veda ma shetashiv la'apikoros. You should learn with great shkida, with great commitment, and you should always try to figure out how to answer the questions of the Apikursim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that's only if they're not Jewish. Loshna elo Apikurus ovid kochavim. But the more you answer an Apikurus as a Jew, the more questions he's got. It's not a good idea to argue with a Jew. Aval Apikurus Yisrael Koshekin, the Pokar Tvei, you're going to even make him worse. He already, what? No, one. Apikoros of a goy means someone's absolutely committed to Avodah Zarah. Tries to show you from the Chumash that that's the case. The Jews already got all the Mekorot. He's already doubting Torah Shebaal Peh. You're going to bring him, what are you going to bring him right from? A Mishnah? A Braita? It's great. It's going to be even worse. You know, he's got to show you, you know, archaeological finds. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, komakom shepakru haminim teshuvatam mitzidan. It's interesting that wherever, you know, the Christians are always coming along with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. There's got to be a lot of different elements to the deity. So, but wherever you see they have a pasuk that brings a raya, the same pasuk directly addresses that raya. Let's say this, Naaseh Adam Betzalmeinu. So you see, there's obviously different elements of that personality. If speaking B'Lashon Rabin, there's got to be more than one. But then it says, Vayivra, Lashon Yachid, Vayivra Elohim et Adam Betzalmo. What happened to the other personalities? Hava Nerda. And then what actually happens? Vayered Hashem lirot et ha'ir v'et ha'migdal. Ki sham niglu elav ha'elohim. And yet when Yaakov Avinu refers back to it, he talks b'lashon yachid. La'el ha'oneh oti b'yom tzarati. And that's the same story. It references the same event. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elohim kirovim elav. Lashon rabim. Ki Hashem Elohinu. And then it says b'cho korinu elav. Umikam chayisua goyachad baratah sher holchu elogim livdot lo la'am. So you're the very same pasuk. Speaks b'lashon rabim shalchu, and yet it's lashon yachid livdot lo. Adikar savun ramiv v'atik yamin yati. There it says karsavan ramiv, the chairs on Yom Adin be set up. But it only says atik yamin yati. So, what's the purpose of the first pasuk? Why does it say it first lashon rabim, then lashon yachid? So Hanach Lomali, that's like Reb Yochanan says. Dom Reb Yochanan, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Davarim Kein, Nimlach B'Pamal Yashal Mala. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act unless he's mityaetz with his Beit Din. Okay, that's fair. So Mamela at first says Lashon Rabim, because it's a reference to all of the Beit Din. But then the decider is the Lashon Yachid. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately does what he wants to do. Okay, that part makes sense. I can show you, because it says, Shenema Bigzerat Irin Pidgama, B'Ma'amar Kedishin She'ilta. Look at this. So that a Pidgam, meaning a Gezera, comes min HaShamayim, a Gezera of Irin, of the live ones, the Malachim. And it's the Ma'amar Kedishin She'ilta. It's as if there was a She'ila. She'ilta is, now you ask a She'ila and you get a Tshuva. So it's clear that there's a give and take in terms of the Beit Din Shamala. But what about that last pasuk? That one is really weird. You could say all of those other ones, when it speaks about the actualization, switches to Lashon Yachid. But the story of the Kar Sivan Ramiv is the actualization. It's the ultimate actualization. It's the Yom HaDin HaGadol. How can there be two chairs? There's got to be one ultimate judge. So there we really run into trouble. Is there one ultimate judge or are there two? So what are you going to say about that? Echad lo, the echad the David. So there we know what the answer is. We'll see in the Braita. There are indeed two chairs. There's Malchut Shamayim, and then there's the Malchut of David, which are interrelated completely. The Tanya echad lo, the echad the David, divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi didn't like that. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, Akiva, please. Ad matay ota oseh shchina chol, when you're taking the shchina and turning it into the equivalent of a human Malchut. There's got to be two chairs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to get off of a Kisei Din and get on to a Kisei of Tzedakah. Was Rabbi Akiva willing to forego his approach? Was he Mekabel Rabbi Yossi's approach? Kiblamine alo kiblamine. Well, take a look at another Braita. Tashma de Tanya. Echad ledin vechad letzedakah, divi Rabbi Akiva. So here Rabbi Akiva clearly has taken on Rabbi Yossi's approach. To which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva, will you keep your nose out of issues you know nothing about, basically. Malacha etzel Haggadah, you know? You are a big expert when it comes to Nagim, Nagaim, Oalot, all these difficult sugyas. When it comes to Haggadah, leave it to the experts. Echad lekisei vechad leshrafraf. It's got to be, this can't only be a chair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs an easy chair that has to have a place for the feet. So that we have a kisei le shevalav, shrafrav lahadom raglav. Omer. Rav Nachman. Hi, man, the God of Ladur, Laminim Kravidi. If somebody knows how to talk to me, the way Rav Edith does, so then he should have something to say. If not, just keep your mouth shut, because you don't really able to, you know, find all these people. I hear these conversations outside my window all the time. It drives me absolutely bananas. I mean, the Minim are usually at least somewhat right. The religious people answering them are totally off the wall. So if you don't know what you're talking about, just shut up. So what was the Maishu with Rav Edith? Omar hu mina l'Rav Edith. Take a look what it says. It says, Ve'al Moshe Amar, Ale El Hashem. Now, how do you explain that? What do you mean? God is talking to Moshe. So he says to Moshe, go up to God. Stand. I mean, if there's only one Rishus in the Shemayim, so then whoever's talking to Moshe should have said, come up to me. Obviously, there's some chiluk of responsibilities up there, you know? So maybe the Father is telling Moses to go to the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I mean, Mother Mary said to me, you know, who knows? So why doesn't it say, come to me? Oh, my laser of Edith answered him, because we already know that the one that speaks to us, that handles Yisrael, that can be a malach by the name of Matat, Sheshmo Kishem Rabo. So there's Ramazim in the Gematria that are similar to the Shem Hashem. So he said to him, Dichtiv Kishbi Bikirbo. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I'm going to send you a malach. And that malach, you know, you're going to have to treat right, because my name is within him. So that's what it means. I mean, you're not going to argue about a pasuk that even says that I'm sending you a malach. So he said, I mean, well, okay, that's fine. I'm ready to agree to that. But all I'm saying is that we should worship these lower scale expressions of the Godhead, right? So then, that's the point that I'm making. I agree with you. So let us worship then the Holy Ghost. Well, he said, "Ktiv al tamerbo," which means "al tamireni," but please don't confuse me and him. So if at the moment that the Malach Matat is sent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Moshe, make sure nobody gets us confused. So then it's clear that we're not supposed to worship him. Asked the min, so then how do you explain, im kein lo yisa lefish achem, lomali? Why does God say, atamar lo, ki lo yisa lefish achem? He can't be soleach your pesha anyway. I mean, so then what's the point? If we're not going to be able to worship him, we're not going to be able to do anything with him, and you're saying, not only that, atamar bi, but he can't even be a useful servant or an interceder for you, so then how do you understand the point? What do we need him for? Said Ravidas, you know what? You're absolutely right. Omar le imnuta biyadan da filu biparvanka nami lo kiblana. You know, I mean, God thought he would send them as a messenger boy, that's all. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to even accept messenger boys. That's how little we think of Holy Ghosts. So as far as that's concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu immediately said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forget it. We're not interested. We don't even want messenger boys. So therefore, so much is what we think about the Holy Trinity. Same type of question. It says, Vashem im tiral sedom valamora, gofrita e ve'esh me'et Hashem. How do you explain that? There's obviously two different elements of the Godhead. One who is doing things and the other who is creating the things that you can use to do the things with, right? Omar Leahu Koves. So there was a dry cleaner in the area, a laundry man, who says to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, do me a favor. Don't even get your hands dirty talking to this idiot. Leave him to me. I'll take care of him. So Shavke Anamadran Leahu. Okay, he says, yeah, you go talk to him. So he says, how do you explain the pasuk? Vayomer lemech linashav. Oda v'tzila shema'an koli. Nishe lemech hazina imratim. What do you mean, nishe lemech? Because he's talking about himself in third person. So, I mean, what? How do you explain that? Should it not have said, nashai mi boile? Yelamishtai kroyoch. You see, that's a poetic way of expressing yourself. You, I identify as Neshe Lemech. I wish to identify the Gofrit HaEshbi as being Me'et Hashem. And that does not mean that you're two different people. This, by the way, was used, this argument was used, La Halacha, in a famous question where Adim signed on a contract that identified them inside the contract. And somebody tied up us before, because why would I identify the people that are signed on the contract? They're paskin on the basis of this Gemara. The people can talk about themselves in third person. Okay, so it doesn't mean anything. It's just a poetic way of referring to yourself. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was very impressed with that answer. You know, it's not the regular dry cleaner that's got those kind of answers. Where'd you learn that from? That's a good one. Omar le minalachaha. So he said, well, Mipirka the Rabbi Meir Shmieli. Actually, I heard it from the drushes the Rabbi Meir used to give on the Yontev. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Gavi Darsh, Rabbi Meir, Bipirke. He used to make a drasha that was suitable for everybody, so the whole audience was able to relate the different parts of the drasha. He would say, Tilta Shma Tita. So one third of it, he would give over as straightforward halachas. It was very complicated, and those things, maybe most of the people in the audience didn't follow. Tilta was Agadita. And then he would tell stories that were Mishalim for Tilta. So he had it very nicely sprinkled. And Tilta Mitle, and I was able to catch this answer by being fascinated enough by the drush of Rabbi Meir, even though I'm just a koveis. But there was a lot that I picked up, and I learned this from that drush. To be continued. Yehuda v'chizkia, b'nei rabithia, havayatve b'suadata kamiredi v'lo v'kamri v'lo mide. Omar lahu, man, oh man, get out the alcohol over here. Get these kids moving. Agru chamra dar de kikecha lemru milta. Kivan de ifsum. Patchu vamru ein ben David ba ad shichalu shnei batei avot mi Yisrael. Ve Elohein rosh gola shebe bavel. Ve nasi shebe eretz Yisrael. Shenemar ve haya the Moshiach, the Mashiach. Will be le migdash shule even negev le tzul mechshol le shnei batei Yisrael. Omar lahem, Banai, what a chutzpah of your kotzim at the metilin li beinai. Omar lo, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi, al yera beinecha. Yain nitan b'shivim otiyot, v'sod nitan b'shivim otiyot. Nichnas yain, yatz asod. Omra chista, omra maruch, v'amrili, omra chista, dorish mori barmar. Mai dekti, v'ishkod Hashem al ha-ra'a, v'yevi'a alenu, ki tzadik Hashem lokenu. Mishum de tzadik Hashem, v'yashked Hashem al ha-ra'a. Vayvialenu in tzedaka sakadosh baruch hu im Yisrael shigdim galut tzidkiyo while od galut yechonyo is kayemet dechtibe begalut yechonyo acheresh vahamazger elef cheresh is given shepotchin akun nasu kecharashin mazger given shesogrim balacha shuv in potchin vekama hayu elef ulama shigdim shtei shanim levino shantem. Omre v'achabar Yaakov Shmamina, when God talks about Mehira, he's talking about T'mani Meir v'chamishim v'tarkin havin. L'fichach Adam nivra yachid l'itan rabbanu. Adam yachidin nivra mitnima, shelo yu aminim omrim arbe rishiyot b'ashamayim. Davarach b'bnei ha-tzadikim u'b'bnei ha-rishayim, shelo yu ha-tzadikim omrim anu b'nei tzadik, rishayim omrim anu b'nei rasha. דבר אחר, מפני המשפחות, שלא יהיו משפחות מתגרות זו בזו. ומה עכשיו שנברא היחידים מתגרות? נברו שניים על אחת כמה וכמה, and then we'd never even be able to say all men are created equal. דבר אחר, מפני הגזלנים ומפני החמסנים, ומה עכשיו שנברא יחידי גוזלים וחומסים? נברו שניים על אחת כמה וכמה. ולהגיד גדולתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא תודה רבונה. להגיד גדולתו של מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שאדם תובע כמה מטבעות בחותם אחד וכולם דומים זה לזה אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא תובע כל אדם בחותמו של אדם הראשון ואין אחד מהם דומה לחברו. How do we know that there's a חותם? שנאמר תתהפך כחומר חותם ויתייצבו כמו לבוש ומפני מה אין פרצופיהם דומים זה לזה, שלא יראה אדם דירה נאה ואישה נאה, ויאמר שלי, שנאמר וימנע מרשעים אורם, וזרוע רמה תישבר. תניא רבי מאיר אומר בשלושה דברים, אדם משתנה בחברו. His fingerprints, his retinal, no, sorry, בקול, במראה ובדעת. בכל במאיר משום ערבה, בדעת מפני הגזלנים והחמצנים. תודה רבה. אדם נברא בערב שבת מפני מה? שלא יהיו אמינים אומרים שותף היה לו לקדוש ברוך הוא במעשה בראשית. דבר אחר, אם תזוהר דעתו עליו, אומרים לו, יתוש קדמך במעשה בראשית. דבר אחר, כדי שיכנס למצווה מיד. דבר אחר, כדי שיכנס לסעודה מיד. משל המלך בסב אדם שבנה פלטרין ושפללן והתקין סעודה. אחר כך הכניס אורחים, שנאמר, חוכמות בנתה ביתה, חצבה עמודיה שבעה, תפחה תפחה, מסכה יינה, הפרחה שולחנה, ונן שלחה נערותיה, תקרא אגפים רומקרת. חוכמות בנתה ביתה זו מידתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שברא את כל העולם כולו בחוכמה. חוצבה עמודי השבעה לשבעת ימי בראשית. תפחה תפחה, מסכה יינה, הפרחה שולחנה, אלו ימים ונערות וכל צורכי עולם. שלחה נערותיה, תקרא, refers to אדם וחווה. אגפי מרומי קרת עם גן עדן. רבא ברבא חנה רמי, כתיב אגפי, and yet כתיב על כיסא. בתחילה אגפי, אלא בסוף על כיסא. מי פתי אסור עדן, חסר לב, אמרה לו. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי פתאו לזה? אשתו אמרה לו. תכתיב נואף אישה, חסר לב. תניא הרבי מאיר אומר, אדם הראשון מכל העולם כולו הוצבע אפרו. שנאמר גולמי ראו עיניך. אמר רבו שעיה משמי דרב, אדם הראשון גופו מבבל, ראשו מארץ ישראל, עבריו משאר הארצות, אגבותיו, אמר רב אחז גדה בי פרמקר דאגמה. אמר רבי יוחנן ברבי חנינה, 12 שעות הווה היום, שעה ראשונה הוצפה רפרור, שנייה נעשה גולם, שלישית נמתחו עבריו, רביעית נזרקו בו נשמה, חמישית עמד על רגליו, שישית קרא שמות, שביעית נזדווגה לו חווה, שמינית עלו למיטה שניים וירדו ארבעה, תשיעית נצטווה שלא לאכול מן האילן, עשירית שרח, 11 נידון, 12 נתרד והלך לו, שנאמר אדם ביקר בעל ילין. אומר רמי בר חמה, אין חיה רעה שולטת באדם, אלא אם כן נדמה לו כבהמה, שנאמר נמשל כבהמות נדמו. אומר רבי יהודה, אומר רב, בשעה שביקש הקדוש ברוך הוא לברות את האדם ברקת אחת של מלאכי השרת, אמר להם, רצונך נעשה אדם בצלמנו? אמרו לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, מה מעשיו? אמר להם, כך וכך מעשיו, ריבונו של עולם, מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקידנו, הושיט אצבעו קטנה ביניהם ושורפם. וכן כת שנייה, ונקים את הכת שלישית, אמרו לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, ראשונים שאמרו לפניך, מה הועילו? כל עולם כולו שלך, היא כל מה שאתה רוצה לעשות בעולמך, עשה. כיוון שהגיע לאנשי דור המבול ואנשי דור ההפלגה, שמעשיהם מקוקלים, אמרו לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, לא יפה, אמרו ראשונים לפניך. אמר להם, I'm unshaken, ועד זקנה אני הוא, ועד סיבה אני אסבול. אני עשיתי, ואני עשה, ואני אסבול ועמלית. אמר רבי יהודה, אמר רב, אדם הראשון מסוף העולם ועד סופו היה שנאמר למן היום אשר ברא לי אדם על הארץ ולמקצה השמיים ועד קצה השמיים. כיוון ששרח הניח הקדוש ברוך הוא ידיו עליו ומיעתו, שמה אוכר וקדם צרתני ותושת עלי כפיך. אמר רבי אלעזר, אדם הראשון מן הארץ ועד לרקיע היה שנאמר למן היום אשר ברא לי אדם על הארץ ולמקצה השמיים. כיוון ששרח הניח הקדוש ברוך הוא ידם עליו ומיעתו, שמה אוכל וקדם צרטני, כשהוא קרא ידו, דיבי ויחד המידאי. ואומר רבי ירם הרב, אדם הראשון בלשון ארמי סיפר, שנאמר ולי מה יקרו ראיך אל. והיינו דיומר ריש לקיש, מי דכתיב, זה ספר תולדות אדם, מלמד שאראהו הקדוש ברוך הוא דור דור ודור שם, דור דור וחכמיו, כיוון שהגיע לדורו של רבי עקיבא, שמח בתורתו ונתצב במיטתו ואמר, ולי מה יקרו ראיך אל. יאמר רבי יונה מרב אדם הראשון, מין היה? שמה ויקרא השם אלוקים אל האדם ויאמר לה, יקע, אן נטע לבך. רבי יצחק בן משה באורלתו היה, כתיבך ואימא כאדם עברו ברית, וכתיב אתם את בריתי אפר. רב נחמן הכופר בעיקר היה, כתיבך עברו ברית, וכתיב אתם ואמרו על אשר עזבו את ברית השם. תנענת רבי אליעזר מן הפשקוד ללמוד תורה ודע מה שתשיב לאפיקורס. אומר רבי יוחנן לשנה לאפיקורס עובד כוכבים, אבל אפיקורס ישראל כל שכן, יפי אינצרם פוקר תווי. אומר רבי יוחנן, כל מקום שפקרו המינים, תשובתם בצידן. נעשה אדם בצלמנו, ועברה אלוהים את אדם בצלמו. Hava nerdav nivan Hashem, vayered Hashem lirot ato yivot amigdal. Ki sham niglu elav Elohim, layal haoneoti biyom tzarati. Ki migoy gadol asher lo Elohim kirovim elav, kashem becho korinu elav. Mi kam chai Yisrael goyachot barat asher alchu Elohim, liftot lo la'am. Ad kirsevun ramiv, vatik yamin yativ. So what are all the first ones for? Hanach lamalik Rabbi Yochanan. Noma Rabbi Yochanan, in a kadosh baruch hu, said, davar elim ke nimlach bepamaya shama'ala. Shenema begzerat irin pidgama, ube ma'amar kadishin she'ilta. Hey, that's, by the way, which we use today for a computer search, she'ilta. So we take a look at the response of a beidin shama'ala as that. Hatenach kulo, but what do you do with that last pasuk? Adikar savun rami, ma'ikalameima. Ah, that's echad lo ve'echad David. The Tani echad lo ve'echad David, the Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Yossi Akiva. And matay ata oser shchina chol. You notice Rabbi Yochanan stuck with it. Elachad din ve'echad tzedaka. Kibla min eyalo kibla min. Tashma the Tani echad din ve'echad tzedaka, the Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Loza ben Azay Akiva. Malacha itzel agada. Klach itzel negoyim ve'olot. Elachad le kisei ve'echad le shrafraf. Kisei le sheva lav shrafraf la adom raglav. Amr Nachman, hi man, the other ladur labidim kerevidit lahader. Vilo, better lo lahader. Amr humina la revidit ktiv vel Moshe amar ale el Hashem. Should it not have said ale elai mi baile? Amale, that the one who's calling is the messenger boy. Zel matatron, sheshmok eshem rabo. Devkiv sheshmi bekirbo. Ah, buddy, achi niflachule. Ktiv al tamerbo, al tamirenibo. I said, "In Cain, lo yisal afishachem lomali." Amale, you know, the truth is, he's worthless to us. Imuta biyadan dafil beparvan ganami lo kiblane. Tichti vayomer lavimein panei chokim al talenu mize. Amale, ahu mina la Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yosi. Ktiv vashem imtiras dom valomura gofrit vaish meit Hashem. I'd explain that. It should say meitomi boile. Amale, ahu kovis. Let me answer this. Shafkanam Adranali. The Chtiv, Vayomer Lemech Lenashav Oda Vetzila Shaman Koli Nishay Lemech Nashaymi Boile Ela Mishtoi Krachi, huh? Sachinami Mishtoi Krachi. Omar Le, wow, that's pretty good. Minalacha, huh? I learned that Mipirke Rabbi Meir Shmili. No, Rabbi Yochi, Avidarish, Rameir Vipirke, Avidarish Tilta, Shmaitata, Tilta, Agadata, Tilta Matlin.